welcome to 15 Minutes of Game, an improvised podcast about improv, because the internet needed another one. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian, and Matt and I are both performers and teachers with CT Comedy Theater out of Hartford, Connecticut.
And we're going to try and explain improv comedy concepts to you in 15 minutes or less.
From the moment the podcast starts, which means the clock is already running.
Because if we can't explain something in 15 minutes, we'll never be able to explain it at all.
So the rules of our podcast are this. Matt and I will both know the concept or idea that we're going to cover on the episode, but we have not discussed it ahead of time. So there's a chance we'll totally disagree and probably confuse each other.
So sit back for the next 14 minutes and 15 seconds while we talk about coaching versus teaching.
Yeah. Now this coaching and teaching improv is something you and I both do.
Yes. You and I were both pretty prolific coaches and teachers, okay. At least for Hartford. Well, I know that
I would use the word desperate.
Yeah. Desperate is fair. we were the bottom of the barrel that people were willing to scrape to.
We had cars.
All right. So,
I cut you off. What were you saying? Sorry, man.
Since you proposed this, what do you do differently when you're coaching versus when you're teaching?
Sure. So for me, let me try to explain what they are to me first.
Okay.
So teaching would be, I'm teaching a class, and that might be no duh, Brian. But I'm teaching a class of people who've signed up for X amount of time, and there's people of all different at least levels or skills or focuses, all different.
Or experiences.
Especially with our theater, because again, we're in Hartford, Connecticut, and we do this more from, I would say, a community building aspect. We want good shows and so forth, but community building. So for teaching, I'm trying to focus on core concepts or whatever the class is. If you signed up for a particular form, I'm going to hit that form. Like I have a syllabus and a curriculum, and I'm going to hammer that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Coaching is, it's a group of people who are probably either practicing or performing on a regular basis. And it's maybe I'm trying to make them as a unit better. And I'll use that phrase better as loosely as I can, because it's weird when you're talking about comedy. But I think you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'll pause there. What about you?
I actually 100% agree with that. So
good. Podcast over.
Podcast over.
13 minutes in the bank for next one. Sorry, go ahead.
So when I'm teaching, I have different things that I am specifically looking for, and I come into teaching a class with an agenda. One of my favorite classes that I've taught was the form The Evente,
I TA'd for you. I was a teacher's assistant for one of those weeks. Yeah, I remember that class.
So I came in with a specific goal that I had, on day one, I wanted to teach this skill of an event day. Day two, I wanted to teach this skill of an event day. Day three, I wanted to teach this. Day four, we're putting it together. Day five, we're doing it again. And day six, we're doing it again. So I knew specifically what I was looking for and what goal markers I had for each given day. Uh-huh. And when I coach, I come in as a blank slate. And I want to know what the team wants to work on. So I don't come in with an agenda. The team has the agenda, and they tell me what their agenda is, and I help facilitate that.
Yeah, I think that's huge, man. Like for coaching, and this is, I'll say it's a little bit of a pet peeve, is the teams I've coached that I feel I've done well with have usually will communicate with me ahead of time. Mm-hmm. These are our goals, and it could be a super wide goal. We want to get better at group mind, which is, I can't remember if you define that or not. So it's just, group mind is just being on the same page. Is that good enough? Or I've coached a team that they were a practice team, meaning they were not a performing team. And when auditions rolled around, they were going to audition. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty wide, but at least I know where they're headed and there's stuff that we can work on.
Yeah.
When I get a team can you coach us to make us, just help us? I could try, but then you're just going to be versions of me, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I'm teaching, I was listening to you talk. I'm like, all of those things, yes. But I do think I overlap my coaching and teaching. Like most of the folks I've coached, I think they've selected me because they like my classes.
Sure.
So maybe they like, I always kind of bring like some core goals. Like I want to make this simple. I want to remove the panic, regardless of if we're teaching a Herald or if it's intro. And I do that when I coach too. Mm-hmm. But maybe what I drill and my level of notes will be different. Ooh, I danced all over on that, didn't I?
Yes.
Oh, well. You
one
get
thing,
it.
Yeah. One thing that I really like to do when I coach versus when I teach is I'd like to do a lot of open scene work. A lot more open scene work when I coach.
What's that? What's open scene work?
Open scene work is like you have two people get up and then they do a scene. And you watch for habits that the people have, and you might side coach a little bit and be like, hey, did you just hear what that person asked? They're really giving you a lot of information and you just sort of brushed it away. Mm-hmm. Paying attention to individual players and where they are relative to the rest of the team, kind of, mm-hmm. so that you can help the entirety of the team focus on the skills that they want to focus on.
And that's for coaching?
That's for coaching.
Yeah, that this is where I thought you were going, is, and I'm stealing this from a friend of ours and a performer in Hartford, Drew Bly, also in a great band, Shagaha. Check him out. When he's coaching,
they are the sponsor.
I gotta let him know. He calls it open hand scenes, mm-hmm. where like anytime you want, and definitely with a coach's like kind of proctoring, you can pause the scene and just check in with each other. So if you and I are doing a scene and it's kind of going off the rails a little bit, we can just stop and go, Matt, I'm sorry, Matt, what are you trying to do here? Oh, okay, and I can just practice getting back on. And I love that. You would never do that on stage, but you're in practice.
Yeah,
it's almost just like if you're practicing, I don't know, like baseball, and you're just really having a struggle day, take the tee out and just, mm-hmm. just practice making contact for a while.
I really love
open
that.
Hand. It's like when you're teaching a card game, you know, look at everyone's cards just so we can all kind of learn the game.
Yeah, because then you get to see the way that, I mean, you can't ever see the way somebody's brain works, but you can really hear their thought process. Because if I make an offer that doesn't make any sense to you, you can be like, What are you trying to accomplish with that offer? Mm-hmm. And then you can really like focus in and play the game that the other person wants to play, or play a game that you want to play that's connected to that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Drew Bly. Let's dive into coaching for another moment. We'll switch to teaching. You think I would have had a topic the way I just said that. and I did. Notes. I want to touch on notes.
Sure.
And this will lead to teaching. So what are notes to you? I've actually never defined it.
So notes are feedback that is intended to make you think about a strength or weakness that you have in a different way.
Cool. Yeah. Yes. And I think that the better the notes you can give are based on those goals that hopefully a team is giving you. Like, you wanted to work on this, and yet you're still doing this. Or hopefully, awesome work. You see how easy that was? Keep doing that. Those are my favorite notes. Feel how that felt? Do that mm-hmm. more.
Yes. Because improv is so subjective that, like, if you make a great move and everybody feels that great move, it might feel great for different reasons, but everybody will be like, oh, that felt awesome. And as a coach, you might see that they did like 2 minutes before they set that move up. And then like 2 minutes later, they absolutely knocked it out of the park. And you can be like, you know why that felt so good? That felt great because 2 minutes ago you said and did this. Mm-hmm. And then 2 minutes later, it paid off. So remember how those two things felt and how they connect.
And I think with coaching, something I started to do more and more before, we stopped. let's just hit the basics again. Like, especially I was coaching some teams who I was actually getting to a point where I don't think I'm gonna help these teams anymore. They're either really good or it's getting redundant. And you, by the way, I think teams should switch coaches.
Yeah.
Just going back to like 101 stuff. Hey, tonight we're just gonna hit yes and for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta just, you know, work that muscle again, just like the T. Like, let's just make contact for an hour. We're teaching. I'm gonna make a shift because I'm looking at the our 15 minute counter. Yes, it's way more, I don't want to say rigid, but what's the word I'm looking for? Like you said, there's a syllabus, there's an agenda, curriculum. We're hitting these topics. And depending on the course, it's less about notes and really is more about learning. So here's a mm-hmm. concept we're going to learn. Here's a form we're going to learn. And by the way, you might want to try something different. You're going to do it this way because you signed up.
Yeah.
So for example, I taught a class called The Second Beat, which is... We eventually land on a form where you do a the way I taught it, you do an opener, typically was like a monologue, and then you mm-hmm. do premise-based improv, meaning it's based on something you heard. Whatever. Good enough explanation. And I had a person in my class who was very funny, very talented, who just kept doing organic, and it would kill. I was like, that's not the class.
Yeah.
So if I was coaching you and that's what your team wanted to do, fine. You signed up for a premise type class, and you're going to learn it. That's a huge difference. We're sticking to the plan here.
I 100% agree with that.
Good. You should.
So I started taking Upright Citizens Brigade classes in New York after I'd been doing improv in Hartford for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I was already on a couple of house teams. I felt really good about it, about my improv. And I went down to New York. And I went down there to learn their style of improv, which isn't mm-hmm. dramatically different from CT's style of improv. It's, you know, it's slightly different, but it's not dramatic.
Sure.
And I had to, like, make myself realize that just because I know how to play game doesn't mean I know how to play game in the Upright Citizens Brigade way. So I had to... really humble myself and really like go in there and just be like, all right, I know how to do this my way. Mm-hmm. I want to learn how to do this their way because my way has given me these results. Maybe if I break some of my habits and learn their way, I will get even better results.
Yeah, I struggled there too. And it was actually, I was probably like that person who I explained earlier who did well. But wasn't really doing the class. And actually, right. one thing I was bummed about, I didn't get a very good note until week 5 of the 4th level. That would have helped me so much earlier.
That's a long wait.
It was both helpful and irritating. But to be fair, that's not, you know, whatever. They would do an opener again. I won't belabor this. And then for these classes, I'm not even sure about their show, but their classes, your first scene should be very much based on the opener. Almost mm-hmm. like a, not a retelling, but you should know exactly where it's coming from. I never knew that. So I would do a pretty close, but a little bit kind of Brian version of that until someone told me, oh, no, your first scene should be, I mean, pulled directly from that opener. I was like, well, thank you for telling me. I have 3 weeks to fix this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good example of like, oh, yeah, I signed up for the class. I'm going to do what the teacher says so I can learn.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you and I are both more, at this point, more experienced in coaching and teaching than we are mm-hmm. as students. What do you look for in a classroom setting? Like, what sort of notes are you hoping to give in a classroom setting?
To give? Oh, in a class. Okay. So, if it's early, if we're doing an intro or a one-on-one, I'm not giving notes as much as just, you know, kudos. When if, like we were saying, do you want to know why that felt good? This is why. Mm-hmm. Reinforcement is probably what I'm giving. Then we're moving on. And then my notes are very much driven. Is like, I see what you're trying to do here. You're making it too hard on yourself. I say that 1,000 times. You know, why are you trying to make it difficult? Or why are you trying to do a magic trick on stage? So my notes would be, actually, it's very similar to when I coach. Let's peel the curtain back. Let's make it easy on you and your scene partner. And then we're going to hammer the form.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want to try to remove as much stuff as possible.
Yeah, I try and only give positive feedback unless there's like a safety issue or there's like a behavior issue. then I will be like, nope, none of that here. But other than that, I try and give strictly positive feedback.
Yeah, I say most of my notes, and I haven't had too many of those, or when someone is just, you can just tell they're sweating up there, mm-hmm. trying too hard. But that's time, so I can't even talk about it anymore. Good. That was fun.
I so dramatically miss coaching and teaching improv.
Yeah, I've told my wife, Helena, who's a very talented improviser and actor, that I think, I don't know if I miss it more, but I might, mm-hmm. than performing. Performing is like the adrenaline rush. Man, yeah. I got so much just like pride.
Mm-hmm. I learned like a lot
class,
about
a class show that kills. It feels so
feels
good.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. I learned a lot about, you know, my own improv philosophies from teaching. Probably uh-huh. more so than I did from actually taking classes and from playing. I learned from explaining it.
Yeah, totally.
But that's also partially why we're doing this podcast. So.
Yeah, because we miss it. Awesome. Well, yeah. That was fun. I should take a class of yours.
Yeah. You should.
Oh, okay. No, Brian, I'm not. I've emailed you about this. Mm-hmm. You're very bad.
I was hoping to be a little bit more subtle about it, but yeah, you should.
The handwritten letter was not subtle in that.
Right. So yeah, cool. That's been 15 minutes of game.
That was teaching and coaching. Thanks for listening. Hope you picked something up. But yeah, for those who are listening, thank you. Read, review, what are we on? Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
We're on all the major ones.
All those.
Yeah.
Sweet. And we'll see you in a week, I guess.
Yeah. See you in a week. All right.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.